In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. I tell you, these people that were accepted by God, the apostles, were all Jewish. Jewish. I tell you, the roots of the Catholic Church is Jewish. Oh yes, we cannot forget the Jews. How we need to pray for the Jewish people, that they would come to know their Messiah as well as our Messiah, and his name is Jesus. Do you pray for the Jewish people? I remember once the Lord said to me, it happened this way, I had a true relic of the true cross, and the Lord said to me, give it to this young man who was a Christian, but also a Jew. And I said, I don't want to give it to him. I have much peace holding this in my hand. He said, give it to the young man. If you give it to him, I will increase your experience with the Jewish people. Immediately, I gave the relic to the young man, because I want to increase my favor on the Jewish people. I want to tell them all about Jesus. I'm looking at chapter 7 in the Acts of the Apostles, verse 44. Our ancestors had the tent of testimony in the wilderness, as God directed when he spoke to Moses, or ordering him to make it according to the pattern he had seen. And so Moses did that. He did that. Our ancestors, in turn, brought it with Joshua when they dispossessed the nations that God drove out before our ancestors. And it was there until the time of David. That's right. Who found favor with God and asked that he might find a dwelling place for the house of Jacob. God would not let David build the house because he was a man of blood. He had killed so many people. And yet, it was Solomon who built the house for him. And David supplied all the experiences that they needed, wood and brick and whatever they needed. Yet the Most High does not dwell in houses made with human hands. As the prophet says, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? I tell you, the house that is built for him is in our hearts. He dwells in our hearts. We have the Blessed Sacrament. I just took a Blessed Sacrament that's going to visit a woman so that she can receive Holy Communion. Or what place of my rest? What's the place of my rest? Did not my hand make all these things? Of course. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears. This is Stephen speaking. You are forever opposing the Holy Spirit, just as your ancestors used to do. My Lord, this is going to get him killed. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? They killed those who foretold the coming of the Righteous One, and now you have become his betrayers and his murderers. You are the ones that received the law as ordained by angels. Yes, the law was given to Moses by angels, and yet you have not kept it. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man is standing at the right hand of God. That's Jesus. But they covered their ears, and with loud shouts all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. This is Stephen, the first martyr. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. Oh, yes. But Stephen is going to have a part in the conversion of Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he died. Oh, yes. Do not hold the sin against Saul, because that's what Jesus would say, and that's what he said on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Saul approved of their killing. Saul approved of their killing of Stephen. And you know what happens? Eventually, Jesus is going to reveal himself to Saul. That day, a severe persecution began against the church in Jerusalem. As a result of the persecution, many of the peoples went from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the ends of the world. The persecution made the believers go throughout the world proclaiming Jesus as the Lord. That day, a severe persecution began against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Devout men buried Stephen and made loud lamentations. Remember, Stephen was a deacon. He was supposed to be waiting on tables, but yet when the apostolic spirit came upon him, he started to preach and heal the sick and do wonders. But Saul was ravaging the church by entering house after house, dragging off both men and women. He committed them to prison. This is Saul. Thank God for Stephen, who forgave him. Now those who were scattered went from place to place proclaiming the word. So you see, this whole experience of persecution had them be scattered and to bring the word of God to other places. Philip went down to the city of Samaria. Now Philip is another deacon who's supposed to be waiting on tables, and proclaimed the Messiah to them. The crowds with one accord listened eagerly to what was said by Philip, hearing and seeing the signs that he did. Again, when the apostolic spirit came upon the deacons, they go out and preach the word of God and heal the sick. Unclean spirits came out with loud shrieks, and many who were possessed and many others who were paralyzed or lame were cured, so that there was great joy in the city. This is the power of God. It seems like these deacons are like apostles. It's the same apostolic spirit that was bestowed on the deacons. They're always called deacons, and they are deacons. And they go out to preach the word of God and to do wonders. What about us? We have Jesus in our hearts. We have Jesus in the tabernacle. We have Jesus in the Word of God. We have Jesus. What do we do? What do we do? Are we telling people? You know, I'm talking to myself. I do it on radio. But I just had two people who came to me after Mass who were severely, severely tested. And I prayed with them. It took an hour. I don't know what happened, but it took an hour. And I had to come upstairs to do radio. I said, how did you find me? They said, we looked on the internet and we heard your preaching, and so we came to you. I said, where do you come from? They come from Maine. They come from Maine. My Lord, how important it is to preach the gospel. How important it is to pray for the sick. Today I prayed with Homer Allen for two times, that what he has would dissolve in the name of Jesus. I never prayed to dissolve in my life, But I kept on saying, dissolve in the name of Jesus. Dissolve in the name of Jesus. Yes, dissolve. No sickness can live in Homer Island because he's a Christian. He's a Catholic. He loves the Lord. Dissolve every sickness in Homer Allen. Be dissolved in Jesus' name. Now, a certain man named Simon, who had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he was someone great. He's nothing great in this person. All of them, from the least to the greatest, listened to him eagerly, saying, this man is the power of God that is called great. He is not. Oh, the people were deceived. And they listened to him eagerly because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. It's the occult. The occult. I tell you, if you are in the occult, I don't care what it is, you must let go of it and renounce it and go to confession. I won't even open the fortune cookie, and I know that's all foolishness in the fortune cookie, but I don't need a fortune cookie to tell me foolishness. I have the Word of God to tell me the truth. What about you? What about you? Do you have the Word of God to tell you the truth? But when they believed Philip, who was proclaiming the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed. After being baptized, he stayed constantly with Philip and was amazed when he saw the signs and the great miracles that Philip did that took place. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. I tell you how we need the Holy Spirit, how we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Yes, you've been confirmed. Yes, you've been baptized. But that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, wants to be released so that you can do the great things of God, that you can preach the Word of God, that you can heal the sick. I know it's Jesus. I know it's not you, and I know it's not me. It's Jesus working through me by the power of the Holy Spirit. For as yet, the Spirit had not come upon any of them. How did they know that? Because they weren't speaking in tongues and they were not prophesying. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Oh yes. What do you think happened to them in Samaria? They were speaking in tongues and prophesying, and now they're going to go out and heal the sick. Now, when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of hands, this is the magician, he offered them money, saying, give me this also, this power, so that anyone of whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. They tried to buy the Holy Spirit. But Peter said to him, may your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain God's gift with money. You have no part or share in this, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the chains of wickedness. Simon answered, pray for me to the Lord that nothing of what you have said may happen to me. Now, after Peter and John had testified and spoken the word of God, they returned to Jerusalem, proclaiming the good news to many villages of the Samaritans. I tell you, you see, they're always proclaiming the gospel that Jesus Christ has died for sin, that he was buried, and on the third day he was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. I love this story. Remember, Philip should be waiting on table. Not really, because when the Spirit of God came upon Philip, he started to preach the gospel and do miracles. As a matter of fact, today is the feast day of Philip. It's a Philip feast day. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is the wilderness route." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace Queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her whole treasury. He was this Ethiopian eunuch. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Why was he returning home? He's returning home as a Jew. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, like a lamb silent before his shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." This is about Jesus. The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with the scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news, the gospel, that Christ died for sinners, that Christ was buried, that Christ the Lord rose from the dead on the third day. He told them the good news about Jesus, and they were going along the road. They came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is there to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized the eunuch. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. Just snatched him away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. What do you think is going to happen to the eunuch when he goes back to Ethiopia? He's going to be the evangelist. He's going to preach about Jesus. That's how Ethiopia became Christian, because of the eunuch. "Oh yes, I've been to the Holy Land, and we've gone to the place where the Ethiopian priests reads from the 8th chapter of Acts. As a matter of fact, he has it memorized. And he told us, how do you think we became evangelized? Through the Ethiopian eunuch." "Oh yes, you see, I've prayed with people and they became greater than I." Isn't that wonderful? Preaching the gospel of the Lord. "Oh yes, wherever they go." Chapter 9. "Meanwhile, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, he went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way," that's the way it was called, that's Christianity, "men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him." That's a Shekinah glory. "He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? I tell you, when you persecute Christians, you persecute Jesus Christ. I told you, my enemy is not other churches. My enemy is the devil. May they continue, the other churches, to preach Jesus Christ. I pray for them, and I hope they pray for me. He asked, who are you, Lord? The reply came, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now, Saul could have said, I've never laid eyes upon you, Jesus. But to persecute the church is to persecute the Lord Jesus. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice, but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. He was blinded. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. What do you think is going to happen to Saul? What do you think is going to happen to Saul? It's going to be baptized. It's going to be baptized. Oh, yes. For 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank anything. He was fasting. Now, there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. This is interesting. The Lord said to Ananias in a vision. Ananias answered, here I am, Lord. The Lord said to him, get up and go to the street called Straight Street, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen visions of a man named Ananias come to him and lay hands upon him so that he might regain his sight. Now Ananias has no idea that Saul had an encounter with Jesus, the risen Lord. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And there he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is an instrument whom I am chosen to bring my name before the Gentiles and kings, before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he had to suffer. Suffer what? Persecution for the sake of my name. So Ananias went and entered the house. Let me tell you, he lived at Straight Street. He was at the Straight Street place. And Ananias goes and lays hands upon Saul, and guess what happens? His sight is restored. You see, God hasn't changed. I've only seen one person whose sight was restored when I prayed with her. But God hasn't changed. God hasn't changed. He's still the God of Israel, the God of the church, who does signs and wonders and miracles to all those who believe in him. Oh, yes. As I said, two people from Maine came to see me, one from Maine and one from Waltham. They were sisters. And they were desperate. They needed to talk with someone. And they needed someone to be prayed with, me to pray with them. And you see, I wasn't expecting them today. I wasn't expecting them today. But God sent them to me. I didn't say, well, you didn't make an appointment with me, I can't see you. No, they were desperate. They needed to hear from a man of God. They needed to be prayed with from a priest. Oh, yes. This is real stuff. This is real stuff. Somebody else is coming in today because they need prayer. I tell you, I am the instrument that brings prayer to people by the grace of the living God. By the grace of the living God. God sends them to me because he knows that I will listen and pray. I do the best I can. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, because Mary said, let it be done to me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You see, I need to hear from people so we can pay our bills. Go to inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. All right, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I pray today for you that the same spirit that came upon Saul would come upon you right now in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.